Dear students, this is about group 18 elements, the noble gases: helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon and radon are there in the 18 group of the periodic table. All of these are gaseous under ordinary conditions of temperature and pressure. They are also known as rare gases because they are found in very small quantities in nature. They are highly non-reactive and do not take part in a chemical combinations to form compounds like other elements, and are therefore also called inert gases. They form very few compounds due to their least reactivity. They are termed as noble gases. All the noble gases except radon occur in the atmosphere. Their atmospheric abundance in dry air is 1% by volume, of which argon is the major constituent. Helium and sometimes neon are found in minerals of radioactive origin. For example, pitch blende, monazite, the main commercial source of helium is natural gas. Xenon and radon are the rarest elements of the group. Radon is obtained from radioactive disintegration of radium 226. All noble gases have general electronic configuration NS2 NP6 except helium, which has 1s2. Due to stable electronic configuration, these gases exhibit very high ionization enthalpy. This ionization enthalpy decreases down the group with increase in atomic size. All the noble gases are monoatomic. They are colorless, odorless, and tasteless. They are sparingly soluble in water. They have very low melting and boiling points because the only type of interatomic interaction in these elements is weak dispersion forces. Helium has the lowest boiling point of any known substance. It has an unusual property of diffusing through most commonly used laboratory materials such as rubber, glass, or plastics. The reactivity of noble gases has been investigated occasionally ever since their discovery, but all attempts to force them to react to form the compounds were unsuccessful for quite a few years. In March 1962, Neil Worthlet, then at the University of British Columbia, observed the reaction of a novel gas. First, he prepared a red compound which is formulated as O2 plus PgF6 minus. He then realized that the first ionization enthalpy of molecular oxygen, that is 1175 kilojoule per mole, was almost identical with that of xenon, that is 1170 kilojoule per mole. Worthlet made efforts to prepare some type of compound with xenon and was successful in preparing another red color compound of xenon and platinum hexafluoride by mixing platinum hexafluoride and xenon. After this discovery, a number of xenon compounds, mainly with most electronegative elements like fluorine and oxygen, have been synthesized. Xenon forms three binary fluorides, xenon difluoride, xenon tetrafluoride, and xenon hexafluoride. Why the direct combination? By the direct reaction of elements under appropriate experimental conditions. Xenon difluoride, xenon tetrafluoride, and xenon hexafluoride are colorless crystalline solids. They are powerful fluorinating agents. They are readily hydrolyzed even by traces of water. Uses of inert gases. Helium is a non-inflammable and light gas. Hence, it is used in filling balloons for meteorological observations. It is also used in gas-cooled nuclear reactors. Liquid helium with boiling point 4.2 K finds use as cryogenic agent for carrying out various experiments at low temperatures. It is used to produce and sustain powerful superconducting magnets, which form an essential part of modern nuclear magnetic resonance spectrometers and magnetic resonance imaging MRI systems for clinical diagnosis. It is used as a diluent for oxygen in modern diving apparatus because of its very low solubility in blood. Neon is used in discharge tubes and fluorescent bulbs for advertising. For display purposes, neon bulbs are used in botanical gardens and in green houses. Argon is used mainly to provide an inert atmosphere in high temperature metallurgical process. For example, arc welding of metals or alloys. And for filling electric bulbs, it is also used in the laboratory for handling substances that are air sensitive. There are no significant uses of xenon and krypton. They are used in light bulbs designed for special purposes. Due to complete octet of outermost cell, they have less tendency to form compounds. The best characterized compounds are those of xenon with fluorine and oxygen only under certain conditions. These gases have several uses, as I told just few minutes before. Thank you.